Hello, sir. Are you my 9 o'clock? Perfect. Please come with me. It's a bit of a hike. We're renovating. Thanks so much from all of us in advance. The entire team, this is an era of very exciting advances in fertility research. We're compiling some fascinating data on semen parameters. Okay, here it is. A bit clinical, right? Well, hopefully you'll be able to relax. Just take a seat on the couch there, and I'll get the materials together. That's good. Just like that. Mind the linen. Make sure it's underneath you. Alright. Here's the specimen container. It's important to catch all of the ejaculate in the container, and only use mineral oil as lubricant if you need it. Other lubricants are harmful to the sample. There's mineral oil just there, on your left. Before I forget, here is a stack of stimulatory magazines from this drawer. Right here, see? Collection materials. Funny, right? Bit of an inside joke. I'm going to break the seal on the collection cup now. Do your best not to touch the inside of the cup with your fingers or glands. I think that's everything, sir. I'll lock the door for you. There. I'll just take a seat here. Please proceed. What's that? Oh, I see. You didn't read all of the pamphlet. All deposits are supervised now? Sorry if that's a bit uncomfortable. It's part of the updated research protocol. We have to be certain that no harmful lubricants are used and verify the identity of our participants. We've never mismatched a sample in this participant here, but it has happened elsewhere. It's not legal to have cameras in clinic rooms, so the nurses need to supervise. It's really quite important. If a sample is confounded, it can waste hours of laboratory time. Please, there's no need to be nervous. Masturbation and ejaculation are perfectly natural anatomical processes. It's nothing I haven't seen before. I spent months and months seeing patients in all states of undress during my studies, so it's all fine by me. So, if you would, please. I'm on a schedule and we can't go over time. There are a limited number of collection rooms and we need to get your deposit completed. Please remove your trousers and underwear. The rest can stay. There is no risk of messing your other clothes as you'll be catching your sperm in the receptacle. I should say, too, if it breaks the ice, that some of my subjects are really quite intrigued, even gratified to have their semen deposits supervised. One in particular described the intensity of his orgasms and ejaculations as electric when overseen by a clothed female nurse. If I'm being completely honest, I enjoy it as well. There's something quite fascinating about watching a man deliver his most secret, personal, private fluid while I watch. I love to hear the little whimpers that they struggle to keep so quiet, even in the throes of ecstasy. I find it quite flattering. I think it's mainly meant to be a courtesy. I think they would be too mollified to broadcast just how good it feels, stroking their members in front of a professional, but I don't mind. There's no reason why they, and you shouldn't rub your penises while I watch. Delicious. And you shouldn't let my presence disturb your enjoyment. Semen donation really can be a pleasant, even pleasurable process, if one cultivates the right attitude. We're in this together. And that's it. Well done. Slide those pants down, sir, and take a peek at our periodicals. I think you'd better use a lubricant. It's better to go without, but some lubrication can be very helpful when the subject is anxious. Are you having some trouble choosing a magazine, too? That's quite all right. Let me see what I can find for you. Here. The selection is a bit limited, I'm afraid. The good ones have a tendency to disappear. The previous study samples were given without supervision, you see. The vanishing porno was just another problem back then. the admin had to make some very embarrassing trips to the novelty store, and the clerk thought that all of the material was for her. Well, here. It's softcore, this one. A panty fetish magazine. Normally, ladies' undergarments should be quite sufficient to coax an ejaculation from a male. Lace, stockings, such. Dainty, frilly things. I've had some nice reactions to these bikini model quarterlies as well. There's something special about seeing the shimmering drops of ocean spray on a mostly nude woman's smooth, sun-kissed skin. The trouble with hardcore pornography is that it tends to further and further desensitize the individual's erectile response. So please use this to masturbate, at least to begin with. It's better for you. She's very cute, isn't she? Sweet little redhead pulling up her skirt in the front. And look at that smile for the camera. I wonder if she had any idea how a naughty photo shoot could serve the greater good like this. I rather doubt it, but it's ideal for us. Now, sir, I've supervised enough donations to know that you won't get a good result with your hand clamped flat over your penis. It's quite all right to expose your phallus to me and begin. You're required to do so, in fact. Your contract is explicit on that point, if you recall. Move your hand, sir. You'll need to lubricate it. And obviously subjects pour lubricant into their PAMs. You'll have to raise your hand to cup it and fill it with oil. There you go. Well done. Your penis is still quite flaccid, but we'll soon have it tumescent. I've got quite a knack for making a stiff, swollen phallus. We have everything you need right here. That's it. Pour a bit of lubricant for yourself. Not too much. An over-lubricated penis doesn't enjoy as much friction, and it actually becomes more difficult to coax ejaculate from it. Trust me on this. I've got experience and perspective. That's very good. Now grip your penis and coat the shaft and glands with oil. Be sure to lubricate under the coronal ridge. Contact with that region is quite important for a timely donation. It has specialized nerve endings that trigger ejaculation when rhythmically stimulated. No, don't look away. Look into my eyes as you begin squeezing. It will help put you at ease and make you more comfortable. If we can lock eyes as your penis becomes tumescent, in my view, it's the best way to build rapport between a male and female. It's also excellent for establishing subject compliance. That's it. Keep looking at me as you squeeze. Squeeze it rhythmically. That's a good way to promote blood flow. Erection is a complex psychological process, you see. The penile arteries dilate and the veins constrict, causing the organ to grow larger and larger, and increasingly hypersensitive to touch. And that's what we want. You seem to be having a bit of trouble becoming erect, sir. Perhaps it's just nerves? The terms of my employment are quite clear. My role is supervisory only, so I absolutely cannot assist you in masturbating. I could hypothetically perform a prostate massage, but only as a last resort. I'm hoping that we won't need to force your semen sample out that way. It's been quite distressing, even humiliating, for participants in the past when I've bent them over the exam table and expressed their samples rectally. You see the box of gloves there? I'm sure you wouldn't want me to have to snap them on, would you? As a supervisor, however, I'm free to talk with you and show off for you. Just between us, okay? I can give you a bit of dirty talk. I'm not expressly allowed to, but neither am I forbidden. I think it may help, but not a word of this to anyone else. I doubt I would be reprimanded, but I would categorically deny claims of any impropriety on my part. Agreed? Lovely. I'm so glad. Now, stroke your cock, sir. Masturbate for nurse. Pump your pecker while I watch. I'm eager to see you ejaculate your creamy, buttery sample. I get a real thrill from seeing a cock go from being soft, small, and limp to becoming huge and stiff. Makes me tingle all over to see the glands begin to twitch and the pre-ejaculate beating up and dribbling from the slit. And I absolutely love to hear the small splats that the ropes of semen make as they splatter against the bottom of the receptacle. It's just adorable. You're doing beautifully, sir. I think my words are having an effect. That's wonderful. Do you prefer medical terminology or common slang? Maybe a bit of both? It can be interesting to mix the two, you know. It's quite exciting for my subjects to really experience a clinical setting, even if it's a bit detached and professional. Some subjects seem to be unusually aroused under these conditions and ejaculate quite quickly. If it's too quick, I generally need to supervise an additional ejaculation to collect sufficient volume. You'll be all right, though, won't you? I doubt if you're a premature ejaculator. Are you? Do you ever spill early? Maybe you would have squirted in seconds if you weren't so apprehensive. Okay. Look back at the magazine now, sir. Focus on that lovely lingerie as you come to full erection. Imagine how the lace would feel, scraping lightly over the head of your penis. I imagine that she would be shocked to see how hard it is and how much fluid has seeped out already. I don't mind, though. Wipe the pre-ejaculate up with your palm and smear it over your glands and keep stroking. Milk your penis, sir. Masturbate your penis for me. Alternate a few long and a few short strokes so I can see what suits you better. We need to wrap this up in another few minutes. I think we should replenish the magazine stockpile at some point. A recent study indicated that men ejaculate more semen volume with a greater concentration of semen per milliliter when exposed to gangbang pornography. That is, one woman entertaining many men. It's based in psychology and endocrinology, but it manifests in dramatic physical effects. The pornography is a surrogate for historic collective mating, and from an evolutionary perspective, a man is galvanized into ejaculating greater quantities of sperm when it needs to compete with that of other males. Can you imagine that? Dozens of men ejaculating into a single, snug, slick cunt, inseminating it and her over and over till that hot little sheath can't possibly take any more seed, and it flows out from between her legs, dripping down her thighs and down to the floor. There are people who would find such a spectacle disgusting, but I quite like it myself. There's something dreamy about it, and why stop there? A gangbang needn't be about procreation alone. There's no reason why her anus and throat shouldn't be copiously inseminated as well. Anal sex can heighten arousal and intimacy. When you think about it, the practice does our models and donors alike a world of good. That's the thought for another time, though. I think we better finish you off. Okay, take a look here. At me. I saw you getting an eyeful of my cleavage when I was making ready in here. I don't dress like this off the job, but it seems appropriate when you work in fertility research. I am going very slowly to pull up the hem of my skirt and show you my pretty white panties. When you see them, I want you to stop holding back. You've been at this long enough, and I'm confident that you'll ejaculate a sufficient quantity of semen. Fixate on my panties when I reveal them, and milk your penis with short, brisk strokes just above and below the corona. That will leave the meatus free for you to ejaculate in the receptacle. Are you ready with the receptacle? Perfect. It's time now, sir. I've slid up my skirt for you, and my legs are spread wide. Fixate on the triangle of my mound through my panties and ejaculate for me. Let the sight of my knickers tip you over the edge into orgasmic bliss. Pump and milk your penis and fill the cup for me. I want to see at least 7 mils of cream in that cup. And if you're very good, next time I'll let you imagine depositing semen right into my filthy little mouth. Would you like that? Would you like to visualize my pouting lips pursed firmly over and around your glands, my tongue sweeping and kneading the tip from below as my fingers glide up and down over your pulsating shaft, cooing and moaning for you as more and more of your scrumptious, salty pre-cum pools in my tongue and runs over the edges, filling my mouth. My fingers would thrill you, sliding delicately back and forth until you had a shocking orgasm and shot your sample over my tongue. Gobs and globs of thick, delicious semen to savor and taste, teasing your top frenulum gently with my lower teeth to dominate you and force the last drops onto my tongue. Not today, though. Today you can see my panties and stroke for them. Imagine me in stockings, if that's helpful for you. It's quite all right. I'm sure you'd like the sight of me in stockings. Wankers always seem to. If you catch me another day, perhaps you'll be in luck and I'll have some on. Picture that. Stare at my panties like I told you. Focus on your frenulum as you wank. It's a small band just under the glands. Try to flick and flutter your fingers as you concentrate your stroking there. It's a proven sexual reflex. Oh. I see another bead of pearly fluid escaping. Frenulum excitation all but guarantees a brisk deposit. God. Your phallus is positively purple and throbbing with lust now. And so vascular, too. What a stunning organ you have, sir. I love to observe it. That's it. Don't hold back. Spit it out right now. We're already over time. Ejaculate every drop of your sticky spunk at once, or I'll be very cross. Imagine that ribbons of your sweet creamy butter are painting the front of my panties. Imagine the shock of my face. Imagine the shock of my pretty face if your syrup shot all over them and made a gooey mess of my knickers. That would be so gratifying for a pervert like you, wouldn't it? To shock a nice lady by slathering her under things with your clingy semen. You're licking now. Well done. Ejaculate as I observe. I need to witness your semen squirting in the cup. Good. Here it comes. Bravo, squirt for me, squirt. Once more, beautiful, excellent. Oh my, that's quite a lot. Well done. Be sure to capture the small drops and dribbles as well. We need them all. Yes, like that. We need absolutely all of it, though. Look back into my eyes. Good. Thank you. Now form a ring with your index finger and thumb and slowly milk your penis from base to glands. That will elicit the last sticky drops. Very good. Look into my eyes as you milk it. Yes, sir. Now then, pass it to me and I'll screw the lid on. Your other hand is full of oil. We wouldn't want to drop your deposit. Oh my, just over 11 milliliters, almost 12. Huh, and really strong viscosity, good color, good opalescence. I'm impressed, sir. This is well above average. It'll be very helpful to have that kind of volume in such a high quality specimen. I wonder, well, it's just that I can't help wondering what sort of yield we would have if I milked your prostate while you masturbated. Prostate massage can drain the gland completely, whereas normal masturbatory orgasm only yields some of the fluid. Something to consider, maybe, for next time. We could always use an anoros or one of the other massagers if you're too self-conscious for me to use my fingers. They rotate internally and put pressure on the prostate as the penile cavernosus reflex is activated via masturbation. They provide quite thunderous orgasms and excellent deposit delivery. Speaking of which, I'll need you to refrain completely from masturbation until your appointment 1 week from today. I must also insist that you abstain from pornography use. We'll get much better results in the clinic if you aren't so desensitized to erotica. And I'll be able to tell if you cheat me. Your sample volume will reduce significantly compared to today's. I want to see the same quantity, or preferably greater, for next time. Per the terms of the participant agreement, you may be fitted with a device to prevent ejaculation if we see evidence of unsupervised masturbation. Right, well, that's all for today, sir. We'll see you back next week, bright and early. Goodbye.